November 22, 1765, in the colony of Louisiana, Jean Baptiste contemplated the unthinkable and then carried it out. Of Jean, we know little else. Indeed, had he not committed that one incredible crime, history would surely have ignored him. You see, Jean Baptiste was a half-breed Indian slave with little opportunity to do anything wrong. He had once been accused of stealing some money, but that was about it. But then that one November day, he did a deed so dastardly that the authorities had to dig into their law books to discover a suitable punishment. On the 23rd, the Superior Council met in special criminal session to try the case. The council proceeded carefully in evaluating the evidence. Involving so serious a crime, there must be no question of guilt whatsoever. Were there any witnesses, the council demanded? Had anyone actually seen Jean Baptiste commit this reprehensible act? The assistant attorney general shook his head. No witnesses, and yet Jean had been seen immediately before and immediately after the crime, and there was much irrefutable physical evidence, and with the painstaking elimination of each alternative explanation, there was no doubt. The Indian slave, Jean Baptiste, was guilty as charged. A conviction assured, there remained the sentencing. However, it had been so many years since anyone had been convicted of such a crime in Louisiana, nobody could remember what was the punishment for it. More than 13 years previous, in April of 1752, a Royal Marine named André Savinien was tried by the Superior Council. The prosecutor in that case recommended immediate dishonorable discharge from the Marines and confiscation of all of his property by the court. It is supposed that they went easy on him, however, because the testimony of fellow soldiers indicated that he had acted in a fit of insanity. Well, that plea was not going to help Jean Baptiste. On the other hand, this slave had been fully aware of what he was doing when he did it. So this time, the Superior Court was left with no choice but for this heinous crime to prescribe the maximum sentence. Jean Baptiste was to be tied to the back of a cart and dragged face down through the streets of the town. I said dragged face down through the streets of the town to the public square. There he was to be hanged from a gallows upside down for 24 hours, after which the corpse was to be thrown onto the city dump. And the sentence was carried out that same day. For years thereafter, the name of Jean Baptiste was notorious, and the irony of his fate often discussed. For you see, it was in attempting to escape punishment for the unrelated and comparatively insignificant crime of theft that Jean Baptiste had committed the capital crime for which we remember him here. To avoid a whipping for stealing some money, he had committed another terrible crime. Terrible then, today for that second, more serious offense, the court would have let him off scot-free. But Jean Baptiste should have known. In 18th century Louisiana, he could never have gotten away with killing himself. That's right, the crime for which Jean Baptiste was hanged was suicide. And now you know the rest of the story.